Oxford ward by-election, no to Cuts, defend our vital services following the resignation of independent anti-Cuts councillor for Oxford ward, Keith Morrill. Southampton Socialist Party has selected Sue Atkins to contest the forthcoming by-election. Sue is a long-standing community campaigner and is prominent in the Southampton Fair Funding for Schools campaign. I call for Southampton Labour Council to implement a no-cuts budget on the 20th of February, save Glenley and Holcroft House nursing homes, open Kentish Road Respite Centre 24/7, fully fund our schools, and fight for the restoration of the £136 million stolen by the Tory government since 2010. Says Sue. We will be told that councillors must be responsible. I agree, but responsible to who? The bankers, the government which is dismantling our local services? Or responsible to the people who elect them, the vulnerable, the hard-working, the poor, all of us in our community, who rely on the council to protect our badly needed local services? That is why I'm standing, to continue and build on the principled policies that Keith always stood for. Southampton Socialist Party supports Southampton council workers and their trade unions, Unite and Unison, which oppose Labour's cuts budget. Head teachers, the No Education Union and parents are also calling on the council to use its powers to defend school budgets. They have our full support. Anger into action. This mood must be turned into action. A united campaign linking all those affected by cuts in Oxford and across Southampton, including strike action by council workers, can force the right-wing Labour Council to withdraw its cuts budget. The election of Sue Atkins as a champion of such a fight back will help to build pressure on the council and support for an end to cuts in Southampton. Socialist policies are needed to build affordable council housing for all, reopen youth centres and elderly care homes, fund schools and libraries and restore weekly bin collections. We live in the sixth richest country. That wealth should be in the hands of the 99%, not the super rich 1%. Public ownership of the banks and big monopolies could guarantee an end to inequality and deliver services to meet the needs of all.